Read just from Deuteronomy chapter 32 and the verse number 1. It says, "Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves, their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he shall show thee, thy elders, and they shall tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine, and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs, and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape." Amen. We'll end our reading there at verse 14. And may the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. The verse I want us just to look at this evening is verse number 10 there of Deuteronomy chapter 32, where it says, "He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye." Now, the psalmist could speak of the Lord, and the psalmist could say, "We have thought of thy loving kindness." And the psalmist was one who kept the loving kindness of the Lord before him in this life. It was also the case with Moses, the servant of God. Here in Deuteronomy chapter 32, Moses is really coming near the end of his earthly life. And in this chapter here, he is taken up with the Lord's goodness toward his ancient people Israel. And in verse 10 in particular here, he speaks of the Lord's conduct towards Israel whenever he brought them out of Egypt. And as they traveled toward the land of promise, he says there in verse 10, he found them in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led them about. He instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. Now, the conduct here of the Lord towards ancient Israel, as it is recorded here for us in this verse, is also a picture of the Lord's conduct towards all his people in salvation. And as that conduct of the Lord toward his people in salvation, I want us just to focus our hearts and minds upon as we look briefly just at this verse this evening. You'll notice first of all here how the Lord is one who finds his people. It says there he found them in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. My, the Lord found ancient Israel in this world, and in doing so he chose Israel, he drew Israel, and he called Israel unto himself to be his own peculiar people. And indeed this is something he did out of infinite love towards the nation of Israel of old. You turn in your Bible back a few chapters to Deuteronomy chapter 7 and the verses 6, 7 and 8. You'll see that there. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 6, it says, and here Moses is speaking to ancient Israel, "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto his fathers, have the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt." And there you see how the Lord chose Israel as a nation unto himself to be his peculiar people. And it was because of his great love toward them. And likewise, child of God, it is also the same with you and I who are saved by God's grace. Yes, we can say with the Apostle John of the Lord that we love him because he first loved us. And believer, yes, the Lord has loved you and I. The Bible shows us and teaches us in eternity past. In the book of Jeremiah, the Lord says, "Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love." And in loving us, in spite of our sinfulness, what did the Lord do? He sought after us and he drew us each one unto himself in salvation. You think of what Peter says to God's believing people in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. He says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." You and I who are saved tonight, we've been called out of darkness, out of the darkness and the depravity of our sin, into the marvelous and the glorious light of Christ in the gospel of God. Indeed, the hymn writer, speaking of that very fact, could say of the Lord, "In tenderness he sought me, weary and sick with sin, and on his shoulders brought me back to his fold again, while angels in his presence sang until the gate of heaven rang." And that's the testimony tonight of each one of us who are saved in this meeting tonight. And my, if the Lord had not found us in salvation and drawn us unto himself in salvation, you and I, yes, each one of us tonight would still be lost in our sins before Almighty God. Yes, the Lord is one who finds his people. You'll notice something else here. The Lord is one who leads his people. It says there in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 10, about the Lord and his dealings with ancient Israel. It says, "He led him about, and my in going from Egypt to the promised land," the Lord, he led his people. The Bible tells us he led them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. In Exodus chapter 13 and the verse number 21, it says, "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and by night." And my, whenever the fiery, cloudy pillar moved, Israel advanced. Whenever it turned to the right hand, or whenever it turned to the left hand, they turned. And my, whenever it stopped, they also stopped on their journey to the land of Canaan. My, they were led by the Lord. And child of God, it's been the same with you and I. Yes, each one of us who are saved. Yes, as you and I look back over our life, we can thank the Lord also for his leading in our lives. And how good is the leading of the Lord in the lives of his children. The Bible says, "As for God, his way is perfect." Yes, in leading us in our lives, it has been a sign that the Lord has been with us in our going out and in our coming in, as he says to us in the book of Matthew, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And in leading us in this life, the Lord has promised to lead us even unto death itself, the Bible tells us. Perhaps, dear believer, in the meeting tonight, you're looking for direction in your life at this particular time, well, you can pray. You can ask the Lord for His leading, His guidance. God gives you a wonderful promise. And Psalm 32, verse 8, He says there, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. What a promise of how the Lord leads His people. As the hymn writer says, God leads His dear children along. Yes, He found Israel. He led Israel. You'll notice something else here from our verse. The Lord is one who teaches His people. It says also there in verse 10 of Deuteronomy chapter 32, it says that He instructed him. By in bringing Israel out of Egypt, the Lord, He instructed them. He instructed them through His word, through His laws, through His ordinances. Turn over there to Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 7 and 8, and you'll see this in God's instruction to Joshua. And no doubt there's application there to all of Israel in the day of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. God says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The Lord, He taught His people through His word, through His laws, through His commands. Also, the Lord was one who taught Israel of old by His Spirit. We are told that in the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah 9, verse 20. Nehemiah says, thou gavest also thy good Spirit to instruct them. And they were taught by the Spirit of God. And dear believer in Christ, it has been the same with you and I also as believers in Christ in this gathering. Yes, we have the Bible, the complete record of Holy Scripture to direct us in life and in all matters of faith and practice. It says in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be truly furnished unto all good works. By speaking of the blessing of the Bible, the hymn writer says, how precious is the book divine. By inspiration given, bright as a lamp, its doctrine shine to guide our souls to heaven. Yes, He's given us His word to be our teacher. But also the Lord has given us His Holy Spirit dwelling in our hearts, abiding in our hearts, to guide us, the witness of the Spirit of God. Christ speaks of that in the life of His people. In John chapter 16, verse 13, He says, howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. And you know, dear people of God, in all of these, we see the wonderful mercies of our God. Yes, truly, you and I must say that the lines have fallen unto us and pleasant places. Yes, the Lord has given to us a goodly heritage in His word and by the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and lives as the people of God. And how thankful we should be for the Lord's teaching in our lives through His word, through the direction of His Spirit in our hearts and in our souls. But notice one final thing here just in Deuteronomy chapter 32 in the verse number 10. Notice also how the Lord is one who protects His people. Look at the very end of that verse. It says, of the Lord, He kept them, kept him, Israel of old, as the apple of His eye. The apple of His eye there is a very tender part of the human body. And by the fact here that the Lord keeps His people as the apple of His eye, it shows how the Lord protects His people with His tender care, with His tender mercies. Speaking of this very fact, in Psalm 105, verse 14, it speaks there of Israel and says of the Lord and His dealings with them, He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, He reproved kings for their sakes, and speaks of God's protection upon his nation, upon Israel of old. And likewise, child of God, in this ungodly world, the Lord is one who is able to protect you and I from the onslaughts of the evil one, the world and the flesh and the devil. Psalm 84 verse 11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield." What's a shield for? It speaks of protection. The soldier going into battle carried his shield, and the Lord is our shielder. The Lord is our defender. The book of Jude at the end of the New Testament, it says there of the Lord, "Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." The Lord protects his people. The Lord keeps his people. Yes, despite all the attacks of the enemy, Israel as a nation, they entered in to the promised land. And Israel's still there today as a nation. And they will be there as a nation right to the very end of time, till Christ comes again in power and glory. And it's all a great sign, a great token of how the Lord preserves his people. He protects his people. He keeps his people. Likewise, it is also the same of his own believing people in salvation. The Lord protects them. The Lord watches over them. The Lord will keep them, keep you and I who are saved, unto life eternal. You think of the words of the hymn writer. The hymn writer says, "I've wrestled on toward heaven against storm and wind and tide. Now like a weary traveler that leaneth on his guide amid the shades of evening, while sinks life's lingering sand, I'll hail the glory dawning in Emmanuel's land." They were looking forward to heaven. They were rejoicing in the keeping power of God in their lives. Likewise, dear believer in Christ, in our gathering this evening as well, because of the Lord's keeping power and the Lord's protecting power, you and I can look forward to Emmanuel's land. My Christ speaks of his people, his redeemed people, the people whom he has purchased by his own blood, drawn unto himself and salvation in John chapter 17, as he prays to his heavenly Father. And this is what he says. He says, "Not one of them is lost. Those whom the Lord saves, he keeps even unto life eternal." How blessed then is the conduct of the Lord toward his people. Believer, rejoice in the Lord's conduct toward you as a believer in your individual life. And may it cause you to rejoice afresh in his goodness and mercy, and to press on with the Lord and the work of God and the cause of Christ and your life day by day. May the Lord bless these few thoughts just to our hearts and souls this evening. We'll just get